to the San Diego Bible Students Convention, and we have thanks to the brethren that have said yes to our invitations. We have what looks like a edifying, very nice program ahead of us for the next 2 days. You know, I think we all enjoy going to conventions, whether it's in person, that's probably preferable for all, most or all of us, and online when that's not quite doable. There's a scripture that is often repeated at conventions because it addresses directly why we meet together. That's Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. And it's familiar, I think, to all of us, but I'll go ahead and read it. Let us not, this is King James, again, Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Now, a couple of words there, the word forsake or forsaking means in the Greek, you know, just do a Strong's Concordance look, means to abandon or desert, just to completely do away with, and basically to give up. So we're definitely admonished not to do that. And the word exhorting, exhorting one another and so much more and so forth, means to encourage or to strengthen. The NIV has it obviously in a more modern version, more modern wording. And it reads as follows: and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Now, I was wondering about the word day, see the day approaching, and to save you the effort of looking it up in Strong's Concordance, while it's used many, many, many times, maybe hundreds, I don't know, in the scriptures. And it has a variety of meanings, like, you know, we might say the in the days of, you know, some aspect of history or something, or the day of. But one of the definitions in Strong's is the time of our Lord's return. And I think that that's probably what fits into the Hebrews text that we're looking at here briefly. And this directive has applied to Christians throughout the gospel age, but it does have a time element. And that's so much more as you see the day approaching. So in harmony with this scriptural counsel, your brethren in San Diego have prepared a convention program that spans 2 days, today and tomorrow, of course, 8 discourses, a testimony meeting, and time in between the meetings for fellowship. And we're very grateful to the brethren who have accepted our invitation to serve, and we're also very thankful for those attending. And we pray that the Lord blesses each and every service. So we shall begin, maybe a little on the early side, with Brother Len Grice's discourse. That's our first service of the day and of the convention. His opening hymn is 58, Zion's Glorious Hope. So we'll sing that, and then we'll ask Brother Todd Alexander to seek the Lord's blessing on Brother Grice's service.